The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the ACB email lists. Worlds of Books will be meeting March 20th. Fiction Old and New was canceled for March and rescheduled for April 6th. The ACB Membership Focus Forum will be scheduled for April 30th. The ACB Diabetics in Action, ACB Families, and Library Users of America are recruiting memberships and asking for people to renew their memberships. Alliance for on Aging and Vision Loss is offering a stipend for the ACB convention at the end of June and through the first week of July. The Envision of Wichita is building a workforce employment center in Kansas. And there are a couple more articles that I hope I can get to. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. Worlds of Books, which meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, will meet Tuesday, March 20th in the Book Nook Room of AccessibleWorld.org to discuss I Will Send Rain, DB 87112 by Ray Meadows. The Book Nook Room can be found at http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp query ID=RS7867A2369E. Here is the NLS annotation. I Will Send Rain, DB 87112, NLSBARD.loc.gov:443/NLSBARDprod/download/detail/SRCH/DB87112. Meadows, Ray. Reading time, 8 hours, 26 minutes. Read by Jennifer Hubbard. Historical fiction. Oklahoma, 1930s. Annie Bell rejoices when a dark cloud gathers on the horizon, but instead of much-needed rain, it's a dust storm, the first of many. As the storms continue and her family's safety and well-being are imperiled, Annie faces a difficult decision that may affect them all. Copyright 2016. Download I Will Send Rain from https://nlsbard.loc.gov:443/nlsbardprod/download/book/src/db87112. Here is the Bookshare synopsis. In this book, Ray Meadows brings to life an unforgettable family that faces hardship with rare grit and determination. Rich in detail and epic in scope, I Will Send Rain is a powerful novel of upheaval and resilience filled with hope, morality, and love. This is a copyrighted book. Mickey Prahin and I will be moderating, and please join us for this discussion. All are welcome. Co-host Mickey Prahin, MickeyPrahin at gmail.com. Alan Lemley, WALEMLY at gmail.com. About 15 minutes before the start time, go to the Book Nook Room on AccessibleWorld.org using the following link. http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp query ID=RS7867A2369E0E. Or alternatively, go to www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room. Enter your first and last names on the sign-in screen. If you are a first-time user of the Talking Communities online conferencing software, there is a small safe software program that you need to download and then run. A link to the software is available on every entry screen to the Accessible World Rooms. Accessible World contacts Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, Accessible World, 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Web www.helpinghands4theblind.org. Randy Shelton, Events Coordinator, Accessible World. Phone 412-221-0821. Email rshelton820@gmail.com. Steve Hoffman, President, Talking Communities. Email Steve at talkingcommunities.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Signed, Alan Lemley. Fiction Old and New for March 2nd is canceled. Unfortunately, Michelle has the flu and does not expect to feel well enough to participate. So we are moving our March book to April. See below Newswire for details. The Fiction Old and New book group will be discussing The Architect's Apprentice by Elif Shafak, DB 83286, on Friday, April 6, 2018 at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, in the Book Nook Room of the Accessible World site, www.accessibleworld.org. Please join the Fiction Old and New book group as we discuss internationally acclaimed Turkish author Elif Shafak's engrossing historical fiction novel, The Architect's Apprentice, DB 83286, on Friday, March, that will be April, in the Book Nook Room. Elif Shafak is the best-known contemporary female author, writing of the current and historical perspectives in Turkey. The Architect's Apprentice is set in the 16th century Ottoman Empire, a fascinating period where many cultures existed together in one location. In certain ways, this novel is reminiscent of the works of Charles Dickens. If you would like to hear this powerful and compelling author and human rights activist speak, here is a link to a recent interview on the BBC radio show Desert Island Discs. http://www.bbc.co.uk/programs, that's with an E, /B08RPCQB. Here is the annotation. The Architect's Apprentice, DB 83286, Shafak Elif. Reading time, 16 hours, 35 minutes. Read by L.J. Ganser. Historical fiction. Jahan escorts Chota, a white elephant, to the palace of the Ottoman Empire's Sultan. He soon becomes one of four apprentices to the chief royal architect, Sinan. As they work to build the empire, jealousies and hidden agendas interfere with relationships. Some violence and some descriptions of sex. Copyright 2014. Co-hosts, Sherry Wells, SHERRYWELLS1157@gmail.com. Michelle Bernstein, Hamlet's Sweet Lady, @gmail.com. Date Friday, April 6, 2018. Time 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 1 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp:id=RS7867A2369E0E. Or alternatively, go to www.accessibleworld.org. And click on the Book Nook Room. All of the rest of the information repeats from the last announcement. Please join the ACB Membership Committee on our next Membership Focus Call on Monday, April 30th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 p.m. Mountain, 7:30 p.m. Central, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. We will discuss the questions sent to presidents about membership. What do you consider to be your affiliate's strongest attribute for attracting and retaining members? What do you consider the biggest challenge for your affiliate in the area of membership development and retention? If you could learn one thing that could help your affiliate to grow and strengthen its membership, what would that be? Signed, Artist Bazyn, B-A-Z-Y-N. Make the impossible possible. For inspirational speaking, business coaching, or books, http://www.bazyncommunications.com. Buying gifts, large print 2018 daily calendar planners, thumb drives with or without books, and large multi-pocketed tote bags available online or by phone, 818-238-9321, no shipping. Calling all members and anyone who would like to join ACB Diabetics in Action. It is time to get your yearly dues of $10 into our treasurer. ACB DA Donna Seliger, 915 Ashworth Road, Apartment 208, West Des Moines, Iowa, 502-65-3669. Make your check or money order available to ACB DA. Come members, we don't want to lose any of you. We need people to make this a great affiliate. If you know someone someone who is a diabetic or is interested in learning about diabetes think about paying their dues for a year's membership as a gift to them. I will be calling members to also remind you of your dues from 2018. Let's get moving and keep Donna busy. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call or email me. My information follows: D. Clayton, President, ACB Diabetics in Action. Phone 515-848-5007. Email DEEClayton1@gmail.com. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, you can participate in ACB Families. We are as close as your telephone and as easy to reach as dialing a number. ACB Families holds informational teleconferences on a variety of topics. Last year, we hosted calls on stretching the family dollar, attending the ACB National Convention on a Shoestring, holiday gift ideas, and fun and educational Amazon Alexa skills. Our January 2018 teleconference provided valuable information on the new federal income tax law. Join ACB Families for 2018 and receive an audio CD copy of this excellent presentation. Watch for more teleconferences coming soon. In 2017, ACB Families began a new program. We sponsor a parent peer support group on the fourth Sunday of each month. This is your chance to share kid-related questions and tips, ask questions, and learn from the experiences of others. ACB Families sponsors a breakfast at the ACB National Convention. In 2017, we learned how a visually impaired family hosts foreign exchange students from around the world. Our family's bingo is always a popular event at the National Convention. We will be announcing our convention activities for 2018 very soon. We share information through our email list and Facebook page. Join our email list by sending a blank message to families-subscribe@acblists.org. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/acbfamilies. Join ACB Families now. Dues are just $8 per person and include your audio CD copy of our income tax teleconference. You are also invited to make a donation to ACB Families and support our good work. All donations are welcome. Take a few minutes now to send your contact information and check. Made payable to ACB Families to Adam Rucheval, Treasurer, ACB Families, 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Skip the hassle of writing a check. Pay dues by phone with your credit card by calling 502-897-1472 or go to www.paypal.com and send money to families@acb@gmail.com. Welcome to our ACB Family. Signed, Carla Rucheval, Treasurer, Kentucky Council of the Blind. Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni, 502-897-1472, Carla, 40206@gmail.com. Become a 2018 member of the Library Users of America and help us improve library services and access to information for people who are blind and visually impaired. Quality library services through NLS Talking Book Libraries and BARD are a high priority for people with low vision. Budget cuts and shortages of operating funds threaten current and future services for people who are visually impaired. LUA President Brian Charlson and other LUA members are presenting at conferences and participating in ongoing discussions that encourage more accessibility at local public libraries and address issues related to the NLS program. LUA meetings at the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention include informative programs and discussions related to library services. LUA presents workshops on the latest book-related hardware and software applications. LUA brings its programs within the reach of every person who is blind or visually impaired in the country. Our new Library Without Walls conference calls are an opportunity to share good books on a variety of topics. Calls are scheduled every other month and are open to all. The LUA Ledger is our excellent magazine. It is published 1 to 2 times a year and is available in Braille, large print, on audio cartridge, and by email. A LUA members-only email list was established in 2017. Posted there are announcements of Library Without Walls conference calls and other teleconferences and information of interest to library users. The LUA Ledger is also posted on this list. Become a member of LUA now and receive our 2018 membership premium gift, an edited CD on reading with the Kindle app. The CD was created by the Tri-State Library Users, LUA's Kentucky chapter, from its 2 teleconferences on this subject. All 2018 LUA members, including life members, will receive a copy of this informative audio CD, playable on any standard music CD player. LUA dues are $12 for 1 year or $150 for a life membership. You can join LUA directly or through one of our three chapters, California, 510-352-2029, Kentucky, 502-895-4598, or Texas, 281-438-9665. Note that chapters may have additional dues as well. To join LUA directly, not through a chapter, please send your contact information and your preferred ledger format, Braille, large print, NLS cartridge, or email, along with your check made payable to Library Users of America, to Adam Ruchival, Treasurer, Library Users of America, 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Or skip the hassle of writing a check, pay dues by credit card, by calling 502-897-1472, or send money via PayPal to lua.payments@gmail.com. Thank you for becoming part of the Library Users of America. Signed, Carla Ruchival, Treasurer, Kentucky Council of the Blind, Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni, 502-897-1472, Carla, 40206@gmail.com. John Huffman, President of the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, sends this email. Once again, in 2018, we will offer one selected recipient a stipend to partially cover attendance at ACB's conference and convention in St. Louis. The amount of the stipend will again be $500 and may be used for any expenses related to attendance and participation at the convention. Current AAVL members are not eligible to receive the stipend, but if you have friends or acquaintances who you think might benefit from AAVL or other convention activities, you are encouraged to share the information with individuals or groups who might be interested. For your convenience, I'm attaching procedures and the required application as an MS Word document and pasting the information below. You may direct questions to me at j73.huffman@comcast.net. Or by telephone at 317-228-0496. Thank you in advance for your interest and assistance. To be considered for the stipend, you must meet the following criteria. You must be age 55 years or older. You must have been diagnosed as legally blind or experienced significant vision loss within the last 5 years. You should complete the application below and include a reference letter from your eye care specialist or a community professional who is aware of your vision loss. If you are awarded the stipend, you must register to attend the ACB convention. The stipend will be applied to reimburse convention expenses when you arrive at the convention. If selected to receive the stipend, you must register to attend all AAVL activities. All applications and reference letters must be received by March 31, 2018 to be considered. Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss application for stipend. Your name, age, mailing address, telephone number, email address. Are you a member of ACB? How many ACB conventions have you attended during the past 5 years? How did you hear about AAVL? How do you think you will benefit from participating in AAVL activities? Were you diagnosed as legally blind or with significant vision loss within the last 5 years? How is your vision loss affecting your activities of daily living? What are your major concerns about your loss of sight? Give a brief description of your community involvement. Applications should be submitted electronically or printed. No handwritten applications will be accepted. You may submit your application via email to omiller58@comcast.net or mail to AAVL, care of Oral Miller, 3701 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, Apartment 236, Washington, D.C., 20008. All applications and reference letters must be received by March 31, 2018 to be considered for eligibility to receive the stipend. From NPR station KMUW.org, the Wichita nonprofit Envision is building a new workforce training center designed to get people with vision loss into high-tech jobs. Envision is partnering with sister agency LC Industries for the William L. Hudson BVI Workforce Innovation Center. The training center is located at Envision's headquarters in downtown Wichita. It will feature accessible workstations, a technology maker space, and an experiential program area with computer hardware and software. Mike May, the center's executive director, expects national employment opportunities for blind or visually impaired people who complete the training. I think there's a lot of opportunities for jobs outside of manufacturing in the tech sector, and Envision wants to lead that charge, May says. Envision officials say 70% of blind people are currently unemployed. The training facility will also feature a call center for customer service operations. In addition to technology skills training and job placement, the center also seeks to provide accessibility inclusion expertise to businesses around the country. Mike May is the newly hired executive director for Envision's Workforce Innovation Center, which is expected to be opened by June. May says one major obstacle to getting people with vision loss hired is an employer's attitude or lack of awareness. It's our role at Envision to help facilitate that communication, access to the technology, and to overcome the hurdles that the sighted employer might have in terms of hiring a blind person, May says. Michael Monteferrante, president and CEO of Envision, says the training center is about inclusion and offering upward mobility. We believe that the time is right to place an unparalleled focus on creating equal opportunities for white-collar professional positions in the workplace for people who are blind or visually impaired, Monteferrante says. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects growing demand in many industries in which people with disabilities have not been typically represented, including information technology, healthcare, scientific, and green jobs. Envision is one of the largest employers of individuals with vision loss in the nation, with more than 200 working in manufacturing. The new center will cost about $3.1 million and is expected to open in June. Envision needs to raise $1.5 million by December 1st to receive a $750,000 challenge grant from the Tulsa-based J.E. and L.E. Maybe Foundation. Funds will support the construction and ongoing operation of the new facility. Envision held a news conference on Monday to announce the new center. Civic leaders who spoke at the event included U.S. Representative Ron Estes, Sedgwick County Commissioner Dave Unruh, Wichita Vice Mayor Brian Fry, and Greater Wichita Partnership President Jeff Fleur. To contact KMUW News or to send in a news tip, reach us at news@kmuw.org. From GoAIRA.io, introducing free ERA for job seekers. Starting on Tuesday, February 20th, ERA is offering free service for explorers who are looking for new employment. From application to interviews, ERA will provide unlimited free calls to agents for job search-related tasks. Examples of tasks that will be covered include creating and reviewing resumes, filling out job applications, traveling to and from job fairs, selecting outfits for interviews, getting oriented to the facility of a prospective employer, accessing inaccessible content on job interviews. How do I take advantage? Every explorer qualifies. Any ERA explorer who is seeking employment, regardless of whether they are currently employed, is entitled to free ERA minutes for job search functions. These agent calls will not be deducted from your regular plan minutes. Taking advantage of the program is easy. All current and future ERA explorers will have access to this program, regardless of which plan you are on now or in future plans. There are no special steps required. When you're ready to start your job search, simply place a call to an ERA agent and perform your first task. The agent will categorize the activity as being employment-related. If it is not immediately obvious that the activity is related to a job search, for instance, updating a resume, please let the agent know. Why employment? The unemployment rate for people who are blind or low vision is unacceptably high, with most estimates of somewhere between 60 and 70%. There are over 100,000 job seekers who are blind or low vision actively looking for employment today, and ERA wants to help. ERA is working to address this gap by providing unlimited access to ERA agents to assist with job search tasks and enhance independence throughout the process, from application to interview. Not yet an Explorer? All current and future ERA Explorers will have access to this program regardless of which plan you are on now, and new plans in the future. Sign up now. Best wishes, Lloyd Smits. From Hans Jürgen of Be My Eyes. Introducing Specialized Help. We are thrilled to announce the newest feature in the Be My Eyes app, Specialized Help, a better way to connect with businesses and organizations when you need assistance with their products or services. As you know, Be My Eyes is here to help you tackle a wide range of visual challenges as you go about your day. Until today, Be My Eyes has randomly connected you to a volunteer to solve daily tasks. Some tasks, however, require specialized assistance. Contacting customer support through email or by phone isn't always ideal. Direct communication with a business customer support agent could be a more vision-friendly alternative and less time-consuming for you. If someone from the company could see the issue in real time, issues with their products or services could be resolved more efficiently. So we've strategized a way to better assist you, enlisting the help of representatives from companies whose products you use all the time. It's our sincere pleasure to introduce Specialized Help. This new feature means that a trained company representative is available to answer questions or help you tackle issues with speed and in-depth solutions. Maybe you need help figuring out how to use an unfamiliar product, or you might want to interact on a company's app or website while on the phone with their representative. With Specialized Help, it's easy to get in touch with businesses and organizations when you encounter a challenge with their products or services. And as always, it's completely free. The next time you update your Be My Eyes app, there will be a second button added to the main screen to take you to the Specialized Help menu. Clicking on Specialized Help will lead you to the list of companies with representatives available to answer your call and assist you through a live video connection. Each business profile will include descriptions of their services, hours of operation, and supported languages. Image removed by sender. Microsoft is the first to join. Microsoft is the first company joining our platform to offer Specialized Help and maintains their mission to empower every person on the planet to achieve more. Included in that mission is a program aimed at offering free technical support to the disability community, Microsoft Disability Answer Desk. Be My Eyes provides a new and innovative way for our customers to get technical support, said Neil Barnett, Director, Disability Answer Desk, Microsoft. With a simple tap, customers can access the Disability Answer Desk from their phone to get the help they need with Microsoft products and services. Be My Eyes is on a journey with Microsoft to help more people utilize technology as a means of empowerment to achieve more in their daily lives. Starting today, Microsoft agents will be available through Be My Eyes Specialized Help to users in Australia, Canada, UK, Hong Kong, Ireland, India, Malaysia, New Zealand, and the Philippines, Singapore, South Africa, and the United States, offering assistance in English. If you need help with Windows or Office products, just give them a call. Who would you like us to bring on board Specialized Help? At the present moment, you have the option to contact Microsoft. Improving the customer service experience takes time, rest assured, but more companies from a variety of fields will join the Specialized Help platform soon. Your feedback is of tremendous value to us. If there are businesses and organizations that you may seek assistance from and would like them to be a part of the Specialized Help platform, please let us know and we will do our best to include them. You can simply respond to this email or write us at info@bemyeyes.com. It is our hope that Specialized Help will provide a better way to connect you with businesses and organizations. Best regards, Hans-Jürgen Weiberg, Be My Eyes founder. Keep in touch and find us on www.facebook.com/bemyeyes.org. Questions or concerns? Try our FAQ or contact our email, info@bemyeyes.com support team. If you'd rather not get these updates, please opt out. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.